Blog Talk Radio.
Make God's Word the standard for life with Prophet T.B. Joshua.
Worship Him in the beauty of His holiness.
Sister, thank you. Hallelujah. Leave us all over the world. Where can we go from His presence? The title of our message, don't concentrate on your situation. Tell your neighbor. what is your situation? That is the question. Many Christians today crying, murmur, lament every day about their situations because their life are centered on how they are doing, how they are feeling, how they are treated. It is all about Jesus, not about us. Tell your neighbor, don't be ruled by your situation. Don't be ruled by your situation. Your situation could be sickness, could be poverty, could be hardship, could be rejection, could be isolation, could be barrenness. Don't be ruled by your situation. The rich must not concentrate on their wealth. Tell your neighbor, the rich must not concentrate on their wealth. The poor should not concentrate on their poverty. The sick should not concentrate on their sickness. Tell your neighbor once again, don't be ruled by your situation. Let's take our reading from John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoke to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good what? I have what? Be of good cheer, be happy. I have overcome disease and give you healing. I have overcome poverty and give you blessing. But why are you still worrying? That is the question you need to ask yourself. Why am I worrying? Why are you worrying? If you are with him, you will enjoy peace, he's talking about. Are you with him? That is the question you need to ask yourself. Are you with him? He has conquered the war and gave you victory. Are you one of the people? No matter what you are passing through, if you are with him, you will enjoy peace. What are you passing through? No matter whatever you are passing through, if allowed by God as a trial, you must not think it strange and doubt your God. His grace should be sufficient for you. Remember Paul. What do I mean? You must not consider it unusual, abnormal, odd, and begin to doubt. A man can be sick in body and yet be a child of God, and yet be a candidate of heaven, and yet be a friend of God. Like I was coming, I met a woman who was complaining of, I said, why are you crying? He said, he has been married of many years without child. Difficulty in having the fruit of the womb for many years marriage, in spite of prayers and visit to doctor. Can check some people's faith. and question the truth of the word, which says there should be no barrenness in the house. Look at the book of First Deuteronomy 7:14. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be a male or female barren among your living stock. When you look at Exodus 2:3, verse 26, and Isaiah 54:1, a woman can be barren and yet be a favorite, and yet be a candidate, and yet be a friend of God. We should not, because of our situation, cut off our dependence on God. What do I mean by dependence? Today, they no longer look at God when trouble comes, when the goings are tough, as if we are not children of God.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart's burdened me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and set a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to more than stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can see.
Thank you. Satisfaction in life is not about having children, money, or other worldly possession. You have to experience God. Tell your neighbor, you have to experience God. Until you experience God, there will be dissatisfaction. A sense of hunger to know what life is all about. A desire to know what happened after life is over, after death. Money, you have money, no peace. Children, education, travel all over the world, become president of nation, no peace. We have many of them as president that cannot walk on the street. Why? And they are supposed to be man of people. People will say, man of people. Satan tempts us to put on a sensational display power. He frightens us by displaying fake power and causes people to panic. The greatest thing Satan aim at in tempting good people is to overthrow their position as children of God. Tell your neighbor, the greatest thing Satan aim at in tempting good people is to overthrow their position as children of God. Cut off their dependence on God. One. Their duty to God. Two. Their communion with God. Three. These are the three aims. The devil aim to shake our faith in the world and bring us to question the truth of the world. Is that truth? I'm sick, I'm here. Is that true? I'm poor, I'm here. Is that true? I'm troubled, I'm here. If we receive so much comfort from God, shall we not receive some affliction, pain, headache, temptation? We should serve as a check, as impediment to our comfort.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever.
Quickly go to the book of John 14, verse 27. Are you there? peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled. The world give peace is time bound, not for eternity. The peace of God is for eternity. Everything about it is good. If your faith is lifted alone, let us see you. Don't concentrate on your what? Your situation. Because a man can be sick in body and yet be a friend of God. Tell your neighbor, if allowed by God as a trial, you must not think it strange and doubt your guy. Thank you, Jesus.